This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parak Lamed Hey Pasuk Yud Beis. The Timna Hoysa Filegesh Le Alifaz Ben Esav. Timna was the concubine of Alifaz, the son of Esav. Vateled Le Alifaz as Amalek. She bore to Alifaz Amalek. Why do I need to know who Alifaz's concubine is? Just say Alifaz had Amalek. What's this unnecessary information? Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, an astounding insight. It would seem that in the Torah there are two contradictory psukim. On the one hand, it says loy tisaiv adoimi ki achichahu. Do not detest the Edomite. He's your brother. He comes from Esav. On the other hand, it says timcha zecha Amalek. You should wipe out the memory of Amalek. Don't forget loy tishkach. But Amalek is not doimi. It says loy tisaiv adoimi. So how do we explain the pasuk of timcha zecha Amalek? Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, ba kosav ashlishi v'yachriya b'neiem. You know why loy tisaiv adoimi? Ki achichahu. That's only those who are born from Esav, from complete wives. But the Bnei Esav that are born from a Zoino or a Pilagesh, we're not commanded on. Therefore, we need to know Timna was only Pilagesh Esav. Oh, she bore Amalek. So Amalek is not Ochicha. Loi tesaiva adoimi ki Ochichahu. But Timcha Zecha Amalek. Why? Because Timna, Hisa Pilagesh, Timna was not Alifaz's full wife. She's just a concubine. Therefore, the child is not considered an Edomite. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, this is the Ba HaKosav HaShlishi VeHechriya BeNeim. Wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.